Hello, Haunters. There is still a little time left to register for HauntCon. Again, registration is free and you can do that at HauntCon.com. Since HauntCon is still happening, we decided it would be great to share another one of the education pieces for you. This is the full recording of Mask Hysteria, How to Seamlessly Incorporate Masks into Costumes by Elisa Kleckner. This is a fantastic presentation by Elisa, and you can watch the video in the on-demand section of HauntCon if you prefer that. But then again, I'm an audio guy, so anyway, I hope you enjoy it, and it helps you to get a head start on planning your costumes for the 2021 season.
Hi, my name is Elisa Sikora Kleckner, and I am the owner and the artist behind Scared of My Shadow. So why should you trust me? Well, quite frankly, you don't have to. But I have been designing costumes for over 20 years. Shows big as 200 people and as small as a cast of one. I've been designing for the Han industry for over 10 years. With that comes seasons and seasons of mistakes and also discoveries. But one thing I have found to always be the case is research matters. So, know that the information that I am presenting you today comes from a place of research, trial and error, more error, and some discoveries. All right, now that you know a little bit about me, let's go ahead and address the, well, you know, the... I am not going to preach to you. I am not going to tell you how to run your business. I am going to tell you a few facts. Whether you decide to accept them as such is entirely up to you. But it doesn't change the fact that we need to consider this in terms of public health. And in terms of public health, these same policies help us through flu season, which is part of our seasonal dilemma, no matter if there's a pandemic or no. No shirt, no shoes, no service. That exists for the public health. There's something else that exists for public health right now, and that is
wearing face coverings.
I am not going to tell you which fabrics you should buy and what you should or shouldn't do. Material matters. How they're worn matters. One of the most important things as far as public health is concerned is that new information comes out. Your research doesn't stop once you found an article that suits your worldview. Now, I'm saying that because it's really important. Nobody wants to have to be navigating this, but we do. But we need to let research dictate what serves public health most effectively. It'll protect us, it'll protect our staff, it'll protect our audiences. Public health, no shirt, no shoes, no service. Let's talk about what we do when a design challenge is presented that disrupts what we had been doing before. I'd like to introduce you to SWOT. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Even when things feel like they are just totally going off the rails, which, frankly, COVID-19 has kind of done to us all, this is a way to stop and think analytically about a design challenge that doesn't need to stop you dead. It's merely putting you on pause. So, how do you get off pause? In fact, how do you design beyond the challenge? So off the cuff, I came up with a quick list. Strength. We are creative problem solvers. Weakness. We can be stubborn. Opportunity. Being able to introduce a new level of safety that creates innovative new scare tactics. Threat. Staff callouts. Complete closures due to sickness. Then there's the aesthetic one. The aesthetic threat that if you put a face covering on an actor, then they're no longer going to be scary, or they're no longer going to be able to do their job well. The Band-Aid philosophy of design is just plain old flawed. We cannot only focus on the sexy aesthetics. If we do so, we will end up going over budget. We will miss deadlines. It's just part of the nature of the Band-Aid approach. But SWOT, although it cannot prevent every problem, what it can do is it can cut a significant amount of those problems out of your equation. So I'm going to encourage you to go ahead, pause this video, get your paper and a pen, start making your own list. So I hope your foray into trying out the SWOT method has given you some insight in how this could be a really useful tool to solve all kinds of problems, big and small. Here's how the SWOT method can be used specifically to address the weaknesses and the threats that wearing face coverings poses. An actor smelling their own breath? An opportunity? I think so. And I tell you why. Hygiene. It's like the dirtiest word in our industry. How do we talk to actors who've got the funk?
Anything that starts the conversation about hygiene is a bonus and an opportunity to create a better experience for everyone.
I can say quite honestly that when I'm yelled at by an actor with stank-ass breath, it immediately takes me out of the moment. I'm not scared. I'm repulsed. Maybe in this case, wearing a mask is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to have that hard conversation about hygiene. For some of you, it may not be a hard conversation, but sometimes in our bluntness, what we can do is more damage than good. We can create a situation where it divides a group of people rather than just solves the problem. And ultimately, we just want it to go away. So we have a choice in all of this. We can approach everything as if it's taking something away, or we can actually think of things in terms of opportunities and strengths. So, yes, I actually think masks are an opportunity. They open the door to have the conversation about hygiene on a level playing field. It's not singling anybody out for the fact that maybe they should be washing their parts. And now on to other things. In addition to this simple solution of just adding a themed or a black face covering with your mask, there's also the opportunity and the strength of just using a muzzle. Muzzles in their own right create a real creep factor. This has a lot of strengths. Besides the fact that it easily covers a face covering, it also helps keep that pesky actor that always says the wrong thing. Well, you muzzle them. And sometimes that's a good thing. Important side note about this image. The mask on the left was created using a pattern from Etsy. See the link listed below. Yes, we can in fact still hear you. Now, that may mean that you have to just wear a face covering and not another piece over top of it, but you can still add dimension to that face covering by adopting some adaptive strategies. Think beyond the traditional face covering. Add a little zazz to it. Or reimagine what a face covering could actually look like. Put the inside on the outside. I would argue that we often neglect a really important design principle: emphasis. We don't always need to put the emphasis of the scare on the face. Consider the fear factor of an exaggerated prop or a gruesomely dressed room. But if you do want to make the head the focus, consider the design element of scale. Something out of the norm is always off-putting. Yes, being limited by our humanness is a weakness. We're not just scared of our fellow man. We're scared of all kinds of things. So, de-anthropomorphize your characters. All right. I know de-anthropomorphize is not a word, and that's fine. Use it, don't use it, I don't care. But it gets to the point. We anthropomorphize things all the time, giving them human attributes. So what if instead we think in terms of the opposite and we remove as much of that humanness as we possibly can? Let's face it. The cost of this pandemic has been the loss of a lot of livelihoods. This is not some abstract threat, so how do you stretch every precious dollar? Consider doing mashups. Pull out those old molds and cast new pieces to cut apart and reassemble in new and innovative ways. Take this opportunity to brush up on your material skills. Learn all you can about adhesives. Make it a game. And challenge either yourself, a small group of people, or your tech staff with a grab bag of items to reassemble into a brand new creature. If you are dead set on keeping your characters exactly how they are, consider direct printing your iconic makeup right onto the mask. I gotta admit, they really one-upped that creepy plastic human face mask that they used to make. Yeah, printing faces for faces? Who'da thunk it? We've talked a lot about the face. I mean, after all, the whole topic is about face coverings. But what if this is the opportunity you've been waiting for? Put your character's face where a face wouldn't normally be. Don't just think outside of the box. Think beyond the box. Put your face in a box. There's no reason to feel limited by the fact that you need to use face coverings. They're just a new element that you need to design with. The SWOT method can also bring a group together. When you collectively discuss the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats of a project, then you have a groundwork from which everyone is building. So this isn't the first or the last challenge that we're all going to have to face, but at least now we're armed with a system that can help us navigate a way, not only out of that challenge, but creates a pathway to innovate out of that challenge and see what comes after. Thanks for watching. I hope you have found something helpful in all of this, and if you have any questions, or even if you just want to reach out, feel free to contact me at the address listed below.
And that is it for today. From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip, and this was your Haunt News Briefing. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you catch our shows every Tuesday and Thursday. And if you like this episode, please leave us a review in iTunes and share this episode with a friend. Today's episode was sponsored in part by Gantam Lighting and Controls. It was produced by me, Philip Hernandez, with post-production and editing by David Swope, and music provided by Chris Thomas. And if you want to be part of the conversation, join our Facebook group at Haunters Toolbox. If you have news or a story to report, drop me a line at philip@hauntedattractionnetwork.com. And until next time, everyone, stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.